say one halacha from the Ben Ish Chai, that he's talking about the importance of saying the Hodu before one prays the Shacharit. Tov lesmoch amirat pesukim shel Hodu leparashat tamid ve'ezu mekoman bechol mad de'efshar. So it's proper that right after one finishes the Ezehu Mekoman section of the Tefillah, that he should try to go straight into Hodu. Ya'an, ki betamid shel shachar ayu omrim mehodu la'ashem adu ben biyay al tare'u. They used to sing these pesukim when they used to bring the korban tamid shel shachar. Ubetamid shel ben arbaim in the afternoon korban ayu omrim mishiru la'ashem kol ha'aretz ad mehallel la'ashem, which is also the pesukim of the Hodu. V'api yasod yesh ta'am bepesukim elu. According to the Kabbalah, there's also a deep reason why we say these pesukim. Kedel lafrid ha-kelipot ma'al ha-kedusha. Seems again, in order for the tefillah to go up to its destination, one must separate the kelipot. Those are the different interferences that might deflect the tefillah. ומי שיש לו איזה סיבה שלא יוכל להקדים לבוא לבית הכנסת להתחיל לתפלל בפרשת העקדה עם הסיבור, שהוא מוכרח להתחיל בביתו לבדו עד השם מלך. Sometimes a person is not able to say the prayers in the synagogue. He starts at home. So let's say he started from the beginning, from פרשת העקדה, and he reached to השם מלך. יחזור ויאמר פעם שנית פסוקים של הודו. When he gets to the synagogue, he should start from הודו again, in order to keep הודו next to the זמירות. So now the בינש חייסית שיתו חדושים. That the Hodu's got to be close to Ezehu Mekoman, and it should also be close to the Zemirot. That's why the Ashkenazim, they put the Hodu after Baruch She'amar, in order to keep it next to the Zemirot. Okay, each minhag has its validity. V'yadu ha-mashkata b'sipar ha-kabarot v'rabinu Ari, haya osek k'davar zik v'rag ha-sfaradim. Rabinu Ari followed the Sfaradim minhag to put Hodu before Baruch She'amar. ופסוק הודו להשם כי תור כלם חסדו, השם בתוך פסוקי הודו לזכרים, אין כופנים אותו. When you get to the פסוק of הודו להשם כי טוב, you don't say it twice. Normally we say הודו twice during the הלל, but not during the הודו, אלא אומרים אותו פעם אחת, וגם החסדים בבית אל, אין מנהגם לכפות. So you understand this course to us the value of saying this הודו before the tefillah, especially before the Pesukei Dezemra, again, in order that our tefillot should be able to reach the destination without any blockage.